sorry, can you explain?
Explain science or the Big Bang, or what am I supposed to explain?
The Big Bang, like, how do we know for a fact, 100%, that the Big Bang happened?
The scientific process that informs us about the Big Bang is the exact same scientific process that tells you that germs exist, that atoms exist, that Earth orbits the sun, that species evolve, like literally countless things. The pocket computer you're talking to me at the speed of light through, science built the knowledge for all of those things. It's really good at doing all of those things. We all intuitively know that. The Big Bang is a crazy, weird, complex idea, but the kind of science used to understand the Big Bang is the exact same kind of science that you would use to, build the internet. We'll just say it that way.
Why the Big Bang, though?
Why? Well, because that's what the evidence shows.
The evidence is...
We live in an expanding universe. We can... I don't feel like I really need to go beyond that, but that is one of the facts. Do you disagree that we live in an expanding universe?
I wouldn't disagree... But I wouldn't say that we could say that the universe is expanding like 100%, because we have other forces in the universe that push and pull, and we observe one thing and we see it moving further away and be like, oh, the entire universe is expanding, instead of, you know what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, but don't you think that scientists would know whether that's the case or not? Don't you think scientists would be like, yeah, we checked to see if it just looks that way, but it's actually something else. Don't you think scientists have already done that?
Is like one thing is like it's everything. You know, the Big Bang. It all starts from one center point. Is everything moving from a center point or moving from us?
No, everything just moves the space is expanding uniformly in all directions. It didn't start somewhere. Like when you, if you draw a bunch of dots on a balloon and then you put air in the balloon, all the dots get farther away from each other. But there isn't the one dot that all the other dots spread away from. All of the dots are uniformly spreading.
Do you know how they figured that out?
Basically just looking through telescopes, all of the farthest away galaxies, the light from them is stretched out, and that's called a Doppler effect. So stretched out light is what we call redshifted. What am I supposed to do here? So all the light is redshifted for all the farthest galaxies, and the farther away they are, the more redshifted they are. So if you have uniform expansion, that's exactly the effect that produces. The things that are closest to you expand at a slower rate than the things farthest away from you do.
Do you believe the universe is infinite?
I don't know. I mean, preliminary data suggests that it looks to be that way. But also, I actually just saw, there's a YouTuber, she's a scientist, her name's Dr. Becky. She just came out with a video the other day that seems to implicate, I can't remember what it was exactly, but there is some data that something about, because this is also complicated, topology, like when we say the shape of the universe, topology, and there's this other term, they don't mean the same thing. So she was saying there's some data that now shows the universe isn't flat, but But what exactly do we mean by flat? That it isn't infinite or some other property about it? And I don't remember what it was. You can go watch her video and see if it makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm. Why would you support it over other universe creation theories?
The Big Bang can coexist with all kinds of other different scientific theories. I don't know what you meant by that, though.
Like, why would you choose one theory over the other theory? Like, what sets Big Bang apart from the others?
The overwhelming amount of evidence. There were people that other people that proposed different ideas. There's this thing called plasma theory. There's this other idea called the steady state theory. None of them actually held up to scientific scrutiny. So that would be the reason why. Could be something else, but we just don't have any good scientific evidence of. Of anything else.
Okay, I have one more question.
Yeah, go for it.
If there is an infinite universe, if we can prove an infinite universe, then how does that affect the Big Bang theory?
I don't really think it. I mean, in the sense that, if the universe is infinite, does that mean it's not expanding? No, there's no reason to think that. People really mix up the Big Bang theory with like where the universe came from or what happened before the universe began expanding the way we see. But that's just a false choice. There's no such thing as either. How do I want to say this? If the Big Bang is false, it means we don't live in a universe that expanded from an initial hot and highly dense state. That's all that means. It doesn't mean that before the Big Bang occurred, there was a different kind of universe that was also expanding and then collapsed and created this universe. That can also be true. So people kind of, I think it's because people think the Big Bang is the beginning of the universe or something like that. So they think there's all this tension, but there actually really isn't. There are significant tensions with the Big Bang, but within the model itself, like there's this specific problem where there's two different ways to measure the age of the universe, and those two different methods used to overlap. Like they would give you a range of data and they used to overlap. But now that our science and technology has gotten better, we can make more accurate measurements with both techniques. And now they used to overlap like this, but now the measurements have gotten more narrow, but now the measurements don't overlap. And they actually keep getting farther apart. It's a really big problem that physicists hate. So that's kind of like an issue in the Big Bang. But if you ask me, I just think the Big Bang, we just need new science to fine tune the Big Bang theory. So, or maybe one of those measurements is flawed and the other isn't. We just don't know.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay. Has there been any tiny changes in chimps recently?
That we've seen? Not that I'm aware of, but there are two different species of chimpanzee, and they formed because they ended up on opposite sides of the Congo River, and they can't get across that river. So that barrier between them made them diverge into two different species. Well, it didn't make them evolve, but it prevented them from mixing with each other. So when one group, its DNA changed a little bit, that never got mixed with the other group. It's like Portuguese and Spanish. I don't know if there's a natural separation, like a mountain range or something. I'm ignorant about the Iberian Peninsula. I'm sorry. But people that live in the area that is Portugal and people that live in the area that is Spain were separated from each other for long enough. And back then the rate of transmission was just so much slower than it is today, that by being separated like that for long enough, the words actually became distinct enough that they're considered two different languages. That's the exact same kind of thing that can happen with groups of organisms. It's just that it's the DNA that doesn't pass back and forth between them instead of the animals, or instead of the words.
Okay. How long does an organism take to show any signs of evolution?
I mean, it depends on what you mean. I mean, technically, there's no organism that produces perfect clones. So technically, every single time an organism produces another generation, that counts as a kind of evolution.
A kind of.
A degree of evolution, we'll say it that way.
Okay.
The kind of evolution that made Australopithecus eventually produce us is fundamentally no different. Fundamentally no different than the kind of evolution that happens when you breed dogs. It's just changes in the genetic composition. But one example is millions of years of accumulations of those small genetic changes, whereas the other is just years worth of it.
Okay. I mean, all right, man. Like, I just wanted to know if we, have noticed, like, changes in bones recently. You know, maybe there's a monkey in a zoo somewhere that is walking, you know, upright like we do, or something like that.
I mean, we've seen them do that, but that's not what an evolutionary biologist would say counts as evolution. Because if somehow next year there's a chimpanzee that's born and it has like it only has hair on the top of its head and nowhere else on its body, and it's like its skin is like a different tone than all the other chimpanzees around it, and we find it and we put it in a research institute and somehow we teach it how to talk. But then one day it dies and there aren't any other chimpanzees like it. Nobody would say that chimpanzees evolved. They would say, oh, remember that one guy, Grok? He was pretty weird.
Right. Well, all right, man. This is cool.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.